York's initial reaction was one of horror. "You can't run this damned ad, Teddy," he said. "It's R-rated. I've never seen so much blood." "I like that," Teddy said, pushing a button on the remote. "An R-rated campaign ad. It's never been done before." They watched it again. It began with the sound of a bomb, then footage of the Marine barracks in Beirut. Smoke, rubble, chaos. Marines being pulled from debris, mangled bodies, President Reagan addressing the press and vowing revenge. But the threat sounded hollow. Then the photo of an American soldier standing between two masked gunmen. A heavy, ominous voiceover said, "Since 1980, hundreds of Americans have been murdered by terrorists around the world." Another bomb scene, more bloody and dazed survivors, more smoke and chaos. "We always vow revenge. We always threaten to find and punish those responsible." Quick clips of President Bush on two separate occasions, angrily promising retaliation. Then footage of a terrorist standing in the door of a jetliner, dragging off the body of an American soldier. President Clinton, near tears, his voice ready to crack, saying, "We will not rest until we find those responsible." Next, the handsome but serious face of Aaron Lake, looking sincerely at the camera, coming into our home saying, "The fact is, we don't retaliate. We react with words, we swagger and threaten, but in reality, we bury our dead, then forget about them. The terrorists are winning the war because we have lacked the guts to fight back. When I'm your president, we will use our new military to fight terrorism wherever we find it. No American death will go unanswered. I promise. We will not be humiliated by ragtag little armies hiding in mountains. We will destroy them." The ad ran for exactly 60 seconds, cost very little to make because Teddy already had the footage, and would start running during prime time in 48 hours.
"I don't know, Teddy," York said. "It's gruesome. It's a gruesome world."
Teddy liked the ad, and that's all that mattered. Lake had objected to the blood, but came around quickly. His name recognition was up to 30%, but his ads were still disliked. "Just wait," Teddy kept telling himself. "Wait until there are more bodies."